Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll start on Yud Beis Amud Beis on the Mishnah. Three lines before the wide lines. Maskir and Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelis. We mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in the evenings. Even though the third parasha, which contains Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, is a parasha of Tzitzis, and Tzitzis is not Neged at night, but Yitzis Mitzrayim is, and therefore we mention the parasha of Tzitzis at night as well. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hare ani keben shivim shana, I am as if I'm 70 years old. He wasn't 70 years old, but to gain the respect of the Sanhedrin. He was appointed a Nasi and he was very young. He was 18. He had the appearance of an older man. I'm as 70-year-old man. I was not zeicher to prove that this is the fact. I was not zeicher to prove it from the Mikra. Acha darsha ben zayma, until the drosha ben zayma shenem adamant tizkras yem seis chametz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. It doesn't say simply yemei chayecha. It says kol yemei chayecha yomim, kol yemei chayecha leilis. The kol is to include the nighttime. V'chamayimrim, no, yemei chayecha v'lamazeh. Kol is lahavi l'mayis ha-mashiach, not the night time, but l'mayis ha-mashiach. Tanya amar lehem ben zayim l'chachamim. Ben zayim said to chachamim, you say that the kol is to include l'mayis ha-mashiach. Is that true? V'chi maskirin yitzis mitzrayim l'mayis ha-mashiach. V'lai kvar ne'emar, hinei yamim boim, num Hashem v'lo yoimru, oid chai Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael me'etz Mitzrayim. Ki im chai Hashem asher helas v'asher hevi yezeri b'es Yisrael me'etz safayin me'chol ha-rotzal sheri dachtim sham. So you see that in Pasuk implies that they will not talk about Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim will not be mentioned b'mayis Mashiach. What will be mentioned is the Shibud, the Geula, rather, from the Shibud Goa Golios, from Eretz Sofina, from all the places that they were exiled to in b'mayis Mashiach. Omru loy, they answered back to him, it doesn't mean that Mitzrayim will be uprooted. It doesn't mean that Mitzrayim will not be mentioned at all. What it means is that the main thing that will be mentioned, the primary thing will be mentioned, would be the Geula at the time of Mashiach from Shibud Malchus. But Mitzrayim will still be mentioned, but it will be secondary. That your name will not, the Rabbi Shalom said, you will not be called Yaakov, but rather Yisrael. So in the same vein, it doesn't mean that Yaakov will not be mentioned at all. What it means is, it doesn't mean that Yaakov will be uprooted completely. What it means is that the primary name will be Yisrael. Yaakov is Tafel Levchein Hu Omer. Altis Karishina is the Kadmainis Altis Boinon. Don't have a Zecher of the Rishinas and don't be Mizboinen in the Kadmainis. Altis Karishinas is Shibud Malchus. Don't even have a Zecher of Shibud Malchus, of the Shibud Malchus of Bovel, of Modai, of Yovan. At the time of Mashiach, the redemption from those Golias will not even be mentioned at all. There won't be a Zecher. The Kadmainis, Altis Boinanu, Ziyatzis Mitzrayim. There it doesn't say, don't have a Zecher. It doesn't say, Altizkru. You won't have Bimis Boinen. You won't think deeply into it, meaning it will be into a secondary place, but it will still be mentioned. I'll make something new, a new miracle. What is that new miracle that's referring to the time of Mashiach? The Melchama of Gog Magog and the Nisim that will occur at the time of Mashiach. He was traveling on the road, and he was encountered by a wolf. He was saved. He was talking about the great miracle of being saved from the wolf. Then he was encountered by a lion. Many was saved from the lion. And he was talking about the great nace of being saved from the lion. She was encountered by a serpent. And he was saved from it. And he talked about the nachash. The latter ones make us forget the earlier ones. So according to the Chachomim, what it means is that the latter ones will make us forget the earlier ones. Yavan Bavel Mod, they will be forgotten. Mitzrayim won't be forgotten. It'll be a zecher, but it'll be in secondary position. According to Ben Zoima, what it means is that Mitzrayim at the time of Mashiach will be not mentioned at all. It'll be only the Nisim of Mashiach, but it means the cause to be marbe that in the nighttime in the Olam Hazeh we mention Mitzrayim not only in the day but at night as well. So we talked about Yaakov and Yisrael and the change of the name. Continuing on with the change of a name, Avram hu Avram. It's one and the same. B'tchila, initially he was called Avram because he was Nasa Av La'aram, because he was the father, he was the prince of only Aram, Av La'aram. U'l'saif Nasa Av La'cholam Kula, he became the father of the whole world, so he became Avraham, Av to Ha'olam Kula, he became the father of the whole world. Sarai he is Sarah b'tchila nasa Sarai l'mas l'saif nasa Sarah l'chol ha'oilam kula. She became the princess of the entire world, so it was called the. Therefore, the hay was added to the name. So it became an av l'chol ha'oilam. Avraham is av hamoin goyim. Av hamoin goyim Avraham, and Sarai was Sarah the Sarah for hamoin goyim. Tane Bar Kapora Kola Kaira Avram Avram Oyver Bese. So he takes it a step further. He says that it's even also to mention the name Avram, and if one does, he's over an essay Shinima Haya Shimba Shimcha Avram. Your name should be Avraham. Then it's the way your name should be, and it should not change. I mean, you have to be called that way. If someone does not call him that way, Zayver Nesi, Rabbi Elazar, Zayver Belav, Zayver Loisas, I should never have a Loikarioid, as Shimcha Avram. It should not be called Avram. It should not. If he is called Avram, he's Zayver Loisas.
Maybe you should say the same thing that you're over with the laver and essay. Gemara says no. Awesome. Kusha brichu omra lavram. Sarah ishtacha loisikra eshma sarai ki sarah shema.
That's for Avram to call her, but that doesn't mean that nobody else can call her Sarai. Should we say the same thing that if he calls Yaakov instead of using the word name Yisrael, he says Yaakov, should he be Iver? Or he says no. Shiny Hasam Da'ara Hadri Krah, because the pasuk itself refers to him as Yaakov. Dechsiva Yemer Alekim Yisrael B'maras Halayla V'Yemer Yaakov Yaakov. He is himself called Yaakov. So meaning over here by Yaakov, it's clear that he had two names. That or Avram, it was changed. The name of Avram was changed to Avraham. But by Yaakov, it meant that he had two names. Sometimes he was called Yaakov, and sometimes he was called Yisrael. And Mishnah and Forshim talk about the difference between the names, if he's referring to Davar Gashmi, Davar Ruchni, if it means where he is the Yisrael, where he is Malchus over the dominion over others, or Yaakov. Masiv Rav Yosef Barav and Vitem Rav Yosef Barav Zvida Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bachata Ba'Avram. So you see that the pasuk refers to him as Avram. He is referred to Avram. So how can you say that he is Oyver? It'll be Oyver. The pasuk is referred to much later, and it refers to him as Avram. Amar Lei Hasam Navi Hu Dekamase Mesada Deshav Chad Rachmane. That is not referring to him in the present. That's talking historically. That the praise of Rabbeinu Shalom, that when he was Avram, that you took him out of Ur Kasdim, you made him into Avram. So it's talking historically. It's not talking in the present. It's not referring to him that this is his name, Avram. Now, he was Avram. That's not saying his name now is Avram. It was Avram. Mind hava mikara, what was initially? Harolach me'imasai, harolach me'imasai, harolach me'imasai. New parak, second parak. Ayakar b'tayr, if a person was reading from the Torah. He was learning from the Torah, he was reading from the Torah without the intent to be mekayim, the mitzvah of Krishna. He was learning from the Torah, he was learning from the Torah. Now v'igizmana mikra, it became time to say Krishma im kiven liba yotza, if he had kavana for the mitzvah, he's yotza.
So the Gemara will go into greater detail, obviously, on this halacha. Biprakim, if it's biprakim, between the paragraphs, between the parashiyos, and now he encounters somebody. Shailu bnei hakavod. If it's a person that he's obligated to give him kavod, he can inquire, he can give him shalom aleichem, he can inquire him. Who is and what is the definition of kavod, whether it means a rebbe, it means a father, or it means a talmid chacham, or ab mechubed, that's a discussion amongst the rishonim, and we'll see how this works itself through with the rest of the Mishnah. We'll come back to this point. So he can inquire, and he can answer. If someone says shalom to him, he can answer. The Gemara asks, well, if he can initiate it, certainly he can answer. Ube'emsa, if he's in the middle of the perek, shaylik ne'ayira, he cannot be shoyal for Rav Mechubet, but he can be shalom in a year if somebody's afraid of, somebody's afraid for his life. So then he can inquire as to his well-being. That's how some Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim learn, no, that doesn't mean obviously. Of course, if it's a sakonis lefashos, of course, he can inquire. The mission doesn't have to teach me that. What it means is, yira, it means like a rebbe, like a father, someone that he has a mitzvah achiyov of moira of yira, but not that he's afraid for his life. So if it's in the middle of the paragraph, he can be shalom nei yira umeshiv and answer, divra mir. That's the sheet of Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Be'emsa. If it's in the middle, Shoyal Mipnei Hayira, he can be Shoyal Mipnei Hayira, he can initiate if somebody's afraid. Umeshiv Mipnei HaKovet. And he can even answer someone, even if it's not Yira, even if someone is Mepleif to give him Kovet. Ubiprakim, if it's between the paragraphs, Shoyal Mipnei HaKovet, then he can even ask Mipnei HaKovet. Umeshiv Shalom, L'chol Adam. And he takes it a step down in both cases, and he can answer to anybody who inquires of him and gives him shalom. So we talked about the between the paragraphs, the middle of the parasha, between the paragraphs, what are, how do we define these? Elohim bein haprakim. These are between the paragraphs. Bein bracha rishonim, between the first bracha of krishma, lishniya to the second, bein shniya lishma, and between the second one and shma. Bein shma levayayim shamoya, between Shema and Vayam Shemoya, Bein Vayam Shemoya, Levayayimah, Bein Vayayimah, Le'emes V'yatzev. All these are different components, different sections, and between each of these sections is considered, that's Bein HaPrakim. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Vayayimah, Le'emes V'yatzev, Lo Yafsik, he should not be Mafsik. The Gemara will explain why he holds that you cannot be Mafsik between Emes, between Vayayimah and Emes V'yatzev. Amar Yeshua Ben Korach, as a separate note, we have the different order of the parashiyos of Shema. Lama kodma parasha Shema l'vayam Shema. Why is the first parasha Shema? Why does it come first? Kedei shiyah kabbalav ol malchus shemaim. Shema is kabbalas ol malchus shemaim. The first thing that we do is to take upon ourselves the yoke of shemaim, of kabbalas malchus shemaim, that we're subservient to the Rabbi Nishalom. So kedei shekabalav amach shemaim tchilo va'acha kach mekabalav all mitzvahs, and then is a parasha vayayim shamor, which is all mitzvahs that we take upon ourselves to perform the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded. Vayayim shamor levayayimer. Why does that take precedence? Vayayimer shevayayim shamor noig bein vayayimer bein balayla. It's day and night. Vayayimer, which is a parasha of tzitzis, ain a noig ela vayayim bilvad. It's only vayayim bilvad. Tzitzis is only in the daytime. So now, going back to the reish of the Mishnah, the reish of the Mishnah says, if he was learning from the Torah, he's reading from the Torah, it's a Yizman Krishna. If he has Kavanah, he's reading from the Torah where it has the Parashas Kriya. If he has Kavanah, he's Yaitza. Shema Mino, Mitzvah Srich has Kavanah. Let us learn over here that you have to have Kavanah for it to be Yaitza Mitzvah. Now, let's say a person is blowing a shofar to hear the musical sound, to hear the nice sound of it. He doesn't have a kavanah for the mitzvah per se. According to the shita of Rabbah, he's yaitza. Now, let us prove from here that that's not so, because here it says you have to have kavanah for the mitzvah. Doesn't that show you that mitzvah trichas kavanah? Where it says, ma'in kivan liboy, what does it mean, kivan liboy? No, perhaps it doesn't mean the kavanah to be yaitza the mitzvah, to have kavanah that it should be a performance of a mitzvah. Maybe that's not what it means. It means him kivin lebe likros. He has kavana to read it. Frank the Gemara likros vaka kore. What does it mean? He's reading it. No, bekor lagia. We're talking about a person, he's not leaning from the parasha of the Torah. He's not reading, he's trying to check it to see if it's written properly. So he's reading it, not with the intent to really read it, he's reading it with the intent just to proofread it. So according to some Rishonim, therefore it's not even a kavana for kriya, and therefore it would not, even if mitzvahs don't need kavana, but you need a kavana to do the maisa. And here he's not doing the maisa. Now Taisus says differently. Taisus says b'kayir lahagia, meaning he's not even pronouncing it properly. He's just proofreading. He's reading it, but he's not really pronouncing it properly. So now, if he has kavana to read it with the proper havara, to read it properly, then he's yaitza. Meaning, perhaps you don't need kavana for the mitzvah, but you do have to read it properly, according to Taisus, meaning have intention, you're intentionally reading it so that you will read it properly. Or according to the Rashba, other Rishonim, that you have kavana for at least the Maisa Kriya. But you don't see here necessarily that you need kavana for to be Yoitza the Mitzvah. Ton Rabban and Krishma Kiksava Divir Rebbe. Rebbe says, Krishma, it has to be the Loshon HaKodesh, the way it's written in the Torah, that's the way you have to recite it. Chacham mamin b'chol Loshon. Chacham say, no, it can be recited in any language. My time of the Rebbe, why does he say, Davka Loshon HaKodesh, Omar, Kro, V'hoyu, the Parashah Shas is V'hoyu. That's the way it should be. V'hav Yos in you, the way it is written in Loshon HaKodesh, that's the way you have to recite it. V'rabon in my time, my Omar, Kro, Shma, says Shma, whatever language, you know, Shema, whatever you hear, whatever you understand, any language. Well, the Rebbe, Nami Haksiv Shema, I, according to Rebbe, it says Shema. Morat says, how we boil it, Hashma loves Necha, Mashatam Maitzim Yipicha, the Shema is to teach you, know that you have to hear what you're saying. Not that Shema, that any language, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Shema is, you have to be hearing, you have to say it loud enough so that you can hear it. Rabbanan Savilahu Kimandama Loishmi Losna Yasa, but Rabbanan say no. They say that it can be in any language because you don't have to hear what you're saying. Rekti Gamarul Rabbanan Name Haksi Vahayu. What do they do, Vahayu? If they say it can be any language, so what do they darshan from Vahayu? Ramfer the Gemara, Hami Boil, Wishloi Krola Mafreya. Vahayu should be in this, not in this language. It should be in this order. You should not read it backwards. How does he darshan it? If he darshans that the Vahayu is to teach me that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, how does he know that you can't read it l'mafreyam? Nafkalim edvorim hadvorim. It says dvorim. It could say dvorim. It says hadvorim. These, so it has to be in this specific manner, in this specific order, can't be l'mafreya. The Rabbanan dvorim hadvorim loy darshan. They don't darshan dvorim hadvorim. L'meimra, so you mean to say the Sava Rebbe, the Chol HaTorah Kula b'chol Loshon Nema. So it must be that the other parashas of the Torah you can read in any language, because if the Torah is making a point to tell you that specifically Shema has to be in Loshon HaKodesh, doesn't that imply that other things can be in any language? Because if you're going to say that other ones also can be and have to be Dafke in Loshon HaKodesh V'Ahayu, the cause of Rahman Olamali, why do I have to make a point to tell me that by Krishna if it applies elsewhere? Mar says, it's Mishum Dachziv Shema, because it says Shema, and you might interpret Shema to mean in any language. That's why it has to tell me V'Ahayu. No, it's not in any language, it's Loshon HaKodesh. And Shema is to teach me a different halacha, that you have to hear what you're saying. Apparently the Rabbanah must hold that the rest of the Torah has to be Dafkin Lashon HaKodesh. If they're telling me over here by Shema is Shema B'chol Lashon, well, if the whole Torah is B'chol Lashon, why do I have to tell me by Shema? Doesn't that imply that the rest of the Torah has to be said Dafkin Lashon HaKodesh? And Shema can be in any language, and that's why I need the Riboy of Shema. If the whole Torah has to be, it can be b'chol lashon, why do I have to make a point to tell me by Shema? No, it's rech mishum tachsi v'hayu, because it says v'hayu, and you might interpret v'hayu like Rebbe does, so that's why it has to tell me, no, Shema is b'chol lashon. V'hayu is to tell me a different drasha and not to tell me the drasha of the Rebbe's drasha.